Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of walking with you. And we thank you, Father God, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. We perceive the as Jesus was on this earth, he walked in the way and in the truth, in the boundary, and that is why he experienced the life that is from above. So we thank you. Having been a part of the family, been restored again with the leadings of the Holy Spirit to bring about the faith, we thank you that we can abide in the way that you have put out for us in the truth and in the God quality of life, so as to experience you and be a light in this world. Thank you. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 4 from verse 1 to 4 from the Amplified Translation. Then Jesus was led or guided by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, tested, and tried by the devil. And he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights, and later he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are God's son, command these stones to be made loaves of bread." But he replied, "It has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God."
Hallelujah. You know, when we looking at this, we just see the beauty of Jesus just staying in tune with the Father's will. So you could say in John 14, "You see me, you see the Father, because I listen to him, and whatever I do because he's told me, and whatever I say because he's leading me." And this is how the God quality of life is portrayed in a disciple, in a dedicated, disciplined follower. Jesus, Jesus said that, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." He goes on in verse 6 of John 14, he goes on in verse 12, and he says, "And the works that I do, you shall also do, and greater works you shall do." So it's just so beautiful to see there is no shortcut. The same Jesus that is here led by the Holy Spirit, we see in Luke, he was a baby and he had to desire the pure spiritual milk of the word to grow thereby, because the word says he grew in wisdom. And then later we see the word says, and he put that word into practice, and then he found favor with man and God. So we can see the growing from a child to a young man. The word of God abides in you, to a spirit-led son, as we see here, being led by the Spirit. So there's no shortcut. It's just like David as well. David had to be obedient in the first baby steps, working with the sheep. And then as he was obedient there, then later on, the testing came, and he was able to get leadings and overcome the lion, and then later on the bear, and then later on Goliath. So it's all about a walk, staying in tune, developing on schedule. And here, what we don't perceive here is when Jesus was led, guided by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, we just think, okay, the Spirit led him to be tempted by the devil. But when we understand his motivation, "I don't seek my own glory. Whatever the Father tells me, I say, and how the Father tells me to do, I do." So he's doing and he's saying, his words are coming from the Spirit. So here we can see, with that understanding, we perceive he was told to go and fast. He didn't just decide. He doesn't decide anything. He seeks the glory of the Father. He lets the Father decide for him, and he does that. And then he lets the Father lead him in what he says. And that's the way he overcomes. And so here, what is happening here is the devil is coming against, as he always does, against the leading of God, against the will of God, against the way that God chooses. And if you fall for it, then you're not going to be in the truth, and you're not going to experience the God quality of life. But Jesus stands fast here, And he says that man shall not live by bread alone because he's hungry. It's 40 days and 40 nights. But he chooses to be obedient, and he chooses to trust God, and knowing when he trusts God and he stays in the way that God has put out for him, he's going to be in the truth and he's going to experience that which is written, the God quality of life. And so just as Jesus had a walk to fulfill, a destiny to bring to pass, the destiny that God had for him to be King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we also need to just stay in tune and develop on schedule. And not like it says here, not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the word of God comes from the letter, by abiding in the letter, the great and precious promises. But then it also, once we get the great and precious promises and we hold fast to the word, abides in us like young men, then he will also come by the Spirit. We will be led. And that's always, God is always taking us on from glory to glory. So the whole secret is just staying, I think of John 15, abiding in the vine. And as you're abiding in the vine, the leadings of what to do and what to say comes. And that's the place. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you desire, you ask, and it is given to you. And by this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Amen. So abide, guys. You in the God quality of life that's destined for you, written out there. Now just stay in the truth of faith and leading, and then you'll be in the way, and you'll be in the truth, and you will experience the life of a child of the living God, God watching over you, bringing to pass all that which he has purposed for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.